particular client, and it's worse that I'm so transparent. I'm opening Mr. Dick first. His came through 2 minutes earlier than the other one. Company policy. Jenny sighs. It's high time we got someone to remove that stick from your ass and then spank you with it. I wonder if your favorite client is naughty in bed. My traitorous brain has all kinds of dreamy questions about that client. Focus, Haley. Thou shalt not perv on clients. As a point of discipline, I click on the other request first, the one from a client who's given himself the unfortunate username of Mr. 8 Inches. His username isn't even the reason we call him Mr. Dick. This dude earned his nickname by managing to include his crotch in every photo he sends over. A month ago, our employees began flagging his requests as not safe for work, which is why they now come directly to me or Jackson. Or Jenny, if the two of us are unavailable. We don't want to make any of our fetchers uncomfortable. Jenny and I think Mr. Dick is most likely harmless and definitely hilarious. So we often snicker together over his rather blatant attempts at getting our attention. Today's request is titled, Guitar Tuner Battery. Sounds boring enough, but we know better. When the photograph he sent resolves on the screen, Jenny snorts loudly in my ear. Wow, this one might make the top 10 list. It's all in the grip, right? Sure enough, the photo is a prize winner. The guitar tuning device has a rounded head. There is really no other word for it. Mr. Dick has positioned his hand in his lap, palm up, his fingers gripping the tuner suggestively. As if that isn't enough, his actual, member is clad only in a thin pair of nylon track pants. As always, it looks really happy to see us. Good articulation of the glands today, Jenny observes. Our man is an excellent photographer. He really uses the sheen of that fabric to maximum effect. He's a savant, truly, I agree. Can you read the product number off that battery? Oh, the battery. Jenny sighs. Right, zoom in. I center the photo on his other thigh, where a disc-shaped battery is positioned, the numbers glinting. CR2032. With a few taps on my keyboard, I learn that CR2032 is a common lithium-ion battery model used in watches, calculators, and other small electronics. Got it, Jenny says, making a note about the battery in her phone. Forward this request to my queue. I'll run over to Bloor Street. Either the camera shop or that bigger jewelry store will have what he needs. With one more click, I do just that. Mr. Dick will get his batteries delivered to the front desk of his apartment building, probably within the hour. He'll pay for the purchase, plus a 25% surcharge, as well as $35 an hour for our time. All for something he could have done himself. Rich people. They love good service, and they're willing to pay for it. Now hurry up and see what the future Mr. Haley needs. I'm dying here, Jenny complains. Simmer down. I really hope it's not another dog-walking issue, I say, clicking back to the dashboard to find the request from Sniper87. The last one was a disaster. I still feel bad about it. Indeed, the subject of his request is Strike 2, Third Time's a Charm? Uh-oh, Jenny bites her lip. What happened now? She leans in and we read the message together.
Hey, HTE, thanks for sending my mom her birthday gift. You said you knew your chocolates and it's not like I didn't believe you. But mom just won't shut up about the single origin cocoa truffles or whatever they were. My place as favorite child is secure for another year.
Aww, Jenny sighs. You made his mom happy. When she becomes your mother-in-law, it